You know Revelation 12:11. That's where we're going to start. They overcame. They overcame. They overcame. You can overcome. How did they overcome?
The word of their testimony.
And what?
The word of their testimony.
What's next?
And they love not their lives unto the death.
See, we leave that part out, but that part's very important. People that overcome are people that have the commitment. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing as saying seek first the kingdom. That's the same thing as saying Jesus is Lord. That's people without compromise. People that are half-hearted, wishy-washy, up and down, in and out, are people that will have difficulty overcoming. It says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. In other words, they knew what the blood had done. We talked about pleading the blood. We talked about drawing a blood line. You can't do that because it's done in the Spirit if you're not aware of what Jesus did and the significance of his shed blood. So first of all, I know what the blood has done. And then I speak what the blood has done. The word of my testimony is in direct connection to the blood. In other words, it's when I say what Jesus' blood did for me. I have a continual confession. This is what the blood has done for me. And I'm fully committed. I love not my life unto death. You remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego going to the fiery furnace? They said, our God will deliver us, and if he doesn't deliver us. They were simply stating their commitment that we're not giving up prayer no matter what you do to us. Prayer is right. Well, people that are committed are going to overcome.
Yes.
But people that are half-hearted are going to have trouble overcoming. Now, if you put some of us, most of us, on the athletic field to do so many chin-ups, you know, I could make A's in biology and physics and chemistry, but I worked hard to make a decent grade in phys ed. I have never been physical. And the one thing I made a zero in every year when they gave the fitness test was chin-ups. I never did do even one chin-up all the days of my life. So if you put me out there, I can't hang on. I don't have the strength or the stamina. Now, Wayne Cumbie is a master. I've seen him on a door frame, you know, about the half-inch door frame, with the tips of his fingers do a good number, just up and down, up and down, up and down. He was raised on a farm. He's very strong. So he hangs in there. Now, overcoming is hanging in there, isn't it?
Yes.
Knowing what the blood has done, that if I do hang in there, faith and patience inherits the promise that I can overcome. I like what one minister said about overcome. He defined it. He says, do you know what overcoming is? It's when you come over something. That's exactly what it is. You have an obstacle in your path, a dilemma of some sort, a sickness, a disease, a lack, a need, and you overcome that, you come over that. Are you blasted out of your way? Whosoever shall say to this mountain, I like the translation, says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, move. And I always add, in Jesus' name, move. Now, you're supposed to overcome. We are overcomers, and we're supposed to have overcoming mentality. No matter what's in our path, I don't think about losing. I don't think about retreating. I don't think about going under. My first thought is, I'm going to win. Now, look at 1 John. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. You have to know what Jesus has done. Without his death and resurrection, we could not overcome. But the good news is he did die, was resurrected. His blood has been shed. It is on the altar of heaven. It is there for you. And my faith, my confession, which is an expression of what I believe of my faith, would cause me to overcome. Now, 1 John has several verses about overcoming. It talks about we can overcome the devil. We can overcome the world as well. You know, the world always says, just like your children do, well, everybody's doing it. Mm-hmm. And I always tell my children where they're all wrong. Mm-hmm. The fact that everybody's doing it doesn't make it right. And it says in 1 John chapter 5, are you there? Verse 5, who's he that overcomes? Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. See, if you believe in Jesus, if he's your Savior and Lord, if you've come into the kingdom, you've been transported out of the darkness into the light, you are a believer, and believers are supposed to overcome. It says, who's going to overcome? It says, he that believes. Who's going to get past the pressure, the circumstances, the dilemma? He that believes. Now it goes on to say, in verse 4, whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. Well, every Christian's born of God.